Welcome to the Love Frequency, where we love frequently. My name is Ange, the Love Freak. And guess what tomorrow is, everyone? Tomorrow is Thanksgiving! Woo-hoo! Right? I know all of us are not as excited, especially my super conscious people aren't as excited. But it is okay, because I feel like we need to start redefining the meaning of Thanksgiving. Now, we know that Thanksgiving is originally about being thankful, right? Okay, not originally, but that's kind of the key concept when it comes to Thanksgiving. And a lot of the times people will go back further and they'll look at the genocide of our Native Americans, and they'll look at, you know, the treachery and the just the violence and everything that it was actually based upon, or even what it kind of represents, because when you see the symbolic representations of it with the pilgrims and the Indians, we all know that that's not really how it happened. It didn't come in a truce. You know, we know that when the pilgrims or the invaders came, that they came as if they were making peace with the natives, but they were giving them, smallpox and all these disease-filled blankets and killing them off very silently, but also violently, both ends of the spectrum. So we know that it was built upon evil, but because we evolve as species, it is important that we also evolve in our traditions and our culture. And within this culture, I think it is great if we can focus more on gratitude now, the gratitude and the thankfulness that we have now, and to be thankful for things. So when you go into these, when you go to meet your family and you know, sit down at your dinner tables, don't just dive in. Don't just go in and eat all the food and make it seem about gluttony. It's not gluttony. But see, about thankfulness. So when you go around, just say what you're grateful for. Or even before you go, if you know your family is not that type of family, then before you go, write down your gratitude and just sit in your gratitude and go in with that mindset of just thankfulness and gratefulness. And carry that vibration with you. Now gratefulness, and that is something that is very important just to do every single day. It's something I've been practicing every single day. You know, every day I wake up, I do my morning ritual, and gratitude is part of that ritual. So it's something I do all the time. But if it's something that you don't do, or maybe you can highlight it, make it a bigger thing, you know, make it more prevalent, the gratitude more prevalent. And then even teach it to your family. Maybe if they don't practice it, maybe talk to them about it. And it gives you a chance to bring a new light to your family dynamic. So when going into this day, you know, try not to go in it with a negative vibration. Go in it with a positive state of mind. And if you don't have family, a big family that you have to go to, at least develop a practice that you can use every day anyway, just within gratitude. And don't allow, like, you know, when it comes to love frequency, and it, like I said, it's all about being on a higher vibration. It's about being in a place of abundance so that we can manifest the life we desire, but not just necessarily manifest the life we desire, but it's just because we can have peace and fulfillment within our hearts and in our spirits and in our minds and our bodies. And we can have that fulfillment. We can have that feeling, right? And that's what it's about. That's what love is. You know, love is about just totality of manifesting what we want, but also being grateful for what we have. And don't allow anyone to knock you off that, because when you are really ascending to this vibration, you got to understand how vibration works. You got to understand that vibration is something that you work on. People that are energy workers, such as myself, we work on our energy to increase it. Like, we do certain practices and rituals and things that actually enhance our aura so that our aura is operating powerfully. Our life force is generating in balance, you know, and just with yoga and meditation even. And even reading certain things and putting certain vibrations into our life. Like when I talk about the 528 hertz, the love frequency, that's actually a sound, a frequency. Like when you listen to that and you have it resonate within your spirit, you're vibrating on that level. And you got to understand, not everyone is vibrating on that level. Not everyone is doing what you're doing. You are doing it, but not your whole family is not doing it. You know, maybe some friends that you're around, even though I say if your friends aren't doing it, you need to find you some new friends. But your family, you got to understand, you can choose your friends, but you can't choose your family. But you love your family. You want to be around your family. You want to build your family. But your family not doing this. Not everyone is doing the same thing. So not everyone is vibrating on the same resonance. So it's going to be a conflict in resonance at this time. So what you have to do is stand firm in your vibration, stand firm in your frequency, and understand, by understanding that and having compassion for those that do not do the same type of practices, okay? And not allow it to penetrate your aura and not let it take you there. Because at times when people are operating at a different frequency, they may say something that's going to trigger, that may trigger that little spot in you. And I want you to feel it, because it's a feeling. They say something, just a slick ass remark, and in your spirit, and you're like, you want to cringe. You're just like, let me not. The old me would have reacted. The old me would have had said something back. But the new me, who's rising on a higher vibration and frequency, is just gonna say, okay, and I'll walk away or say nothing, because people don't know. Like, you know, when they talk in the Bible, Jesus, he said, forgive them, for they know not what they do. I mean, it's the same thing. That's what that means. It means when you're on a higher vibrancy and you're closer to the divine in a certain way, and people don't understand your practices, they don't understand your mindset, they don't live how you're living, they're not walking in your journey, they're not walking your walk, then they're going to judge you, say slick stuff. And you got to just have it in your heart to say, I forgive them, for they don't know my walk. I forgive them, for they don't know my journey. I forgive them, for they don't know what I do every single day, and how I think and how I operate. They don't know what the divine tells me in my spirit. So I forgive them, for they know not what they do. They don't know that what they're saying is taking me, is an attempt to take me off my vibration, because they're not meaning to. Because a lot of times that's coming from a subconscious level. That's coming from something that they have no control over, because they're not doing what you're doing. And so when you're going into these situations, understand that. Do not allow the vibrations to take you out of your higher frequency, because they're going to be resonating on a different level than you. You just have to stand firm. And the way to do that is just kind of like, if you have been listening to my podcast or even look at the YouTube, you'll know about my zipping up energy practice. So go back to the very first episode that me and Star did together. And I talk about zipping up your energy. Or you can go to the YouTube by going to YouTube, type in The Love Freak, all one word. And go to the video that says zipping up energy, and then I explain what that means. So either learn to zip up your energy. I also have some oils. They're like protection oils. And they have certain herbs and vibrations in them, and I just dab it on me for protection. You can protect your energy in that way. You can do more grounding stones, like what Stars Crystals talk about. She talks about grounding and protection stones. So put those things around you, like heavy around this time, because you have to protect your energy. Because when you raise your energy and your vibration to a certain level, and you allow something to knock you off that, you're going to have to redo it and rebuild your energy. And you don't want to have to start over. You want to keep your energy like strong. And by doing that is by protecting your energy at all times. Even from your family. And I know it sounds crazy, but you have to protect yourself even from your family, because you, like I said, it's all about self-love first and foremost. So therefore, yeah, I love my family, but at the end of the day, I love me, and I'm not even gonna allow them to take me off this vibration. And once someone told me, it was a good friend of mine back in the day, he once said that when you allow someone to take you out of that frequency, when you allow yourself to react to certain words and things that they say, then you're allowing that person to, you're removing your crown. So if you're royalty, you're sitting in your sovereignty, kings, queens, right? And you react to a certain situation or person or a vibration, you're taking your crown off your head and you're reacting. But when you keep your crown on your head, you stand in your, on your throne, and you allow not to have anyone come and penetrate that frequency, then that's power. That is power. And that is keeping that power within you. So don't allow anything to knock you off of that. And I just say it because this is that time of year. Like I said, this is that time of year where it's going to come in. It's going to test you. And don't allow it to test you. Now, it'll test you at any time of the year. But you have more control over those times because right now you're submerging yourself with, like I said, those different energies and frequencies. And we love our families, but they will definitely get us there. But use this time. And now I'm going to kind of give you some little tips and tricks to use. Use this time to stand in your sovereignty, and it be a time to actually teach. So if your family is not on that level, then use it as a time to teach them what gratitude is. Teach them how it is to practice gratitude and what it means to you. You know, if they'll listen, because sometimes families just like to talk and they don't like to listen. But you know what I'm saying? But you show them by even acting in a certain way. So if maybe they get into some family argument, family dysfunction, you don't participate in that. That is a way to teach them as well. But if they are a family that will actually listen, then also teach them about the gratitude and things that you're doing in this time. And then maybe if they're a family that is open to new ideas and new practices, you can tell, y'all can go around the table, y'all can, and if y'all don't already, you can talk about what you're grateful for, and you can talk about gratitude and just thankfulness, and even do some fun stuff, like maybe get like a poster board and y'all all write something down, and you say Thanksgiving 2019 and you all write down what you're grateful for. Just do something really positive, on a positive vibration this year, that's going to get your family more in alignment, because we want our families to be in alignment. We don't want family dysfunction. We don't want to be separated from our families. It's important to always stay connected to your root. You know, the original root is about strengthening that root. But don't be stressed about it. You know what I'm saying? But just, if you can, you know, work on being that light for your family. And when I talk about that light, it's like, I am because we are. And that is an African philosophy. And it's called Ubuntu. Ubuntu. And it's called I Am Because We Are. And it's all about togetherness and community. And I think that's the most beautiful concept that you can have, because it's like, if you're going through something, I too am going through this as well with you. So what affects one person affects us all. So if not everyone is on that vibration, then I play a role in that as well. And so it is my duty as a human to teach or to show you the way. If I know the way, it's my duty to show you the way, because we're one. And if I want to ascend and I want to get to a higher level, it is my duty to bring others with me, because we are one human race. We are one human frequency. We're all connected in some way. Yes, we're vibrating differently, but in teaching, I help others to raise themselves up so that we all can vibrate. And that's what the love frequency is. The concept of Ubuntu is so perfectly aligned with the love frequency. I mean, when I talk about it, is absolutely perfect to the T. That is pretty much what the love frequency is. The love frequency is Ubuntu. So if you needed a new word to say for love, say Ubuntu. Like, we are. Because we're in this together. And that's what I mean. Like, don't cut your family off. You know, your family is your oneness. You cannot get far. And if you do get far without your family, it's going to be a lonely road. And you can see that in celebrities. You can see that in a lot of celebrities who cut off their culture, cut off their root, and they start to kind of go in these different ways and be led off that path, that connection, and it changes them. And that's where you get a lot of that sadness, and you get a lot of that, you know, depression and all that stuff, because they're not grounded. They don't have that grounding. You know, what good is success? What good is the top when you don't have the people that got you there with, you know, so to celebrate with them? When you can't go back and reminisce on, y'all remember the time. Like, what good is it? So work on cultivating and nourishing those relationships. And have a wonderful, wonderful Thanksgiving and be in gratitude. And now what I want to share with you is something that you can do, something you can practice. You don't have to practice. You can practice with your family with this, but this is something you can do in your own personal practice. Tuesday was the new moon. So the new moon is all about new beginnings, and that's the time where you do your cleansing baths, especially around the energy. You can do it a couple days before the new moon, like I think like 3 days before and 3 days after, and you'll still feel that frequency energy of the new moon energy. And that's when you want to do your cleansing bath, your cleansing rituals. And before you do that, you write down, like, here's a couple things you can do. You can either write down the things that no longer serve you, write down things that are holding you back, you feel like are blocking you. And then you can write down their equivalent. So their positive equivalent. So the things that you want to happen. So how about the opposite of this? Like, maybe you want to lose weight, or you say you're unhealthy or something, you know, and then the equivalent to that is I am healthy. I want to be healthy. So you just say what you want to transmute these negative vibrations into, and to transmute them into to a more positive vibration. And you kind of write that into a journal. Or another thing you can do is things that you want to shed out of your life, things that you want to rid yourself of that are not good for you. You write all of that down. You just write it down. Don't even worry about the positive equivalent or whatever just yet. You just write down everything that you don't want. You fold it in a paper, you seal it in an envelope, and you discard of it. Get it far away from you. Or you can take it up a level, but just be careful, but you can burn it. You can burn it, and then it's washed away forever. And when I do that on, when I burn paper like that, I'll get like a small, like one of those small little notebooks. I wouldn't get a big old regular size paper. I would get one of them little pocket sized, notebooks and just write it down on there, because those burn faster and easier if you want to burn them. And just get like an old pot and burn them in there, and then you can bury the ashes, or you can throw them away, or you can put them in a bag and throw them away. But throw them away away from your home. So don't have them near your home. You want to take the energy out of your home. But just, this is the time to cleanse and to start getting ready for anew. Because that is why, you know, Thanksgiving and stuff is towards the end of the year. Because it starts the end of the calendar year. Because it's we're beginning a new calendar year. And I'm all about new beginnings. I'm not all about that new me, new year, new me type stuff where I begin on January 1st. No, everything that starts, that you want to manifest for the new calendar year, must start now. You have to begin the preparation now, and then you execute it, and then it, and then for the new year, you're just living in it. You're just building upon what you already had in preparation for it. So it's not about, okay, let me begin now. No, start now and get it done. But yeah, that's a practice that you can take with you, utilize it, and it will be very effective because it will have you reach into your mind and pull out those things that you may have not even known that was there. You know, sit in silence and meditation to let it just come out and heal yourself. That's what it's about, healing and raising our vibrations and our vibrational frequencies. And I hope everyone has a wonderful and beautiful Thanksgiving. Remember our ancestors and the ones that came before us. Like, this is the year that I love to talk about our native ancestors. My favorite story is about Queen Anakawana. Please look her up. She was a Haitian queen who fought against the rebellion. And yes, she was eventually murdered, hung. But she was powerful, she was beautiful, and she was our ancestor. So please look up Queen Anakawana. She's an amazing, amazing story to listen to that we don't hear about in our history books. And you'll love her story. And I will talk to you later. This has been the Love Frequency, where we love frequently. Make sure you sign up for those text messages where you can get some daily inspiration, motivation. You'll just text at Love Freak, LoveFreq, to 81010 and receive some daily inspiration, motivational messages. I also give out messages to have you thinking, about certain things. Like today, I said, I love my culture. And I love everything about culture or something like that. I would look at it, but I'm using my phone right now. But and then I asked the question. I was like, so what about your culture makes you proud? And then, you know, it's just something to think about throughout your day or something you can answer back. Or it's just little tidbits that are really fun. And it will also give you some reminders on the podcast and the different episodes that we have. Check back with us next week. Well, actually Friday. You know, we do this every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. But check back with us next week on Wednesday. And we'll be back, hopefully, with Stars Crystals. Where she'll give us some nice crystals to kind of see what we can utilize to increase our vibrations. If not, I'll make sure I give y'all a crystal of the week, because I feel like it's definitely a good concept to have. And we'll have more guests, so much more things coming up. So continue to tune in, make sure you subscribe, stay in touch, and I shall talk to you later. Like I said, this is the Love Frequency, where we love frequently. And my name is Ange, the Love Freak.